Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
We're Chicago's very own WGN.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. The doctor is in. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, is on the phone. This segment is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. How are you this morning? I understand you're stuck at the airport.
I am, Lisa. Yes. The golf tournament went a little long yesterday, so I am missed my flight last night, so I'm getting ready to fly back to Chicago today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, because I know that's a tough spot to be in. A lot of people have reached out via text and phone calls this morning, because, of course, everybody always has questions about COVID. But it is back to school in Chicago today, Doctor, for the first time in more than 500 days. Kids are back to school, teachers, janitors, nurses, bus drivers, and everybody. And there are advocates and community activists in town who are saying, oh, it'll only be a month before schools are shut down. What's your feeling on this?
Well, it is going to be a kind of an interesting year with the kids back in school, wearing masks. Hopefully we won't see a large spread. But still, when you're getting young kids together, and with the Delta variant being as contagious as it is, there's a good possibility that we will see that. We've already seen it in Georgia, where the schools were back in session about 3 weeks ago, and some of them have already shut down. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed, but certainly there's a good possibility that we will see some pretty big outbreaks in the school systems.
We got a text from 779 with a doctor for you, or a question for you, doctor. Is the second Pfizer vaccine exactly as the same as the first, or is it stronger?
No, it's a good question. It's the exact same vaccine. Everyone is like, wait, if we know the Delta variant's here, why aren't we making a new vaccine for the Delta variant? But in fact, really, it's almost too late for that. We'd be chasing our tails. And logistically, to manufacture a new vaccine at a higher dose or a different dose really would have just put the logistics of getting it distributed fine. And the booster, we all know, is really going to give us much, much better protection. So it's the same vaccine, and it's the same strength as the two you got before.
Dr. Kevin Most is on the phone with us. He represents Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and I'm actually making a visit to Northwestern today, Doc, because my brother-in-law I told you about, who got COVID, ended up in the hospital, got atrial fib, and now his heart damage, is getting some scans done to determine the extent and actually find out whether he has to have heart surgery or not. So my sister working and me having the afternoon available, we just felt like somebody needed to be there, because we don't know what kind of news he's going to get. And you're seeing a lot of this heart damage, aren't you?
We are definitely seeing heart damage. I mean, I think one thing people have to understand is that COVID is not just a simple respiratory infection. We've seen people have heart damage. We've seen lung damage. We've seen cognitive issues. So I hope the tests go well and that he's on the road to recovery. But, you know, people need to take this pretty seriously. And I guess we've been preaching that for 18 months now.
Yeah, and it's pretty devastating. He's a 150 operator, so he worked, you know, building roads throughout Illinois. He's healthy. He's in shape. He's 62 years old. And although several people in the family got it at my mom's funeral, he definitely got hit hard. So we got an email from Gerald, and he said he's trying to get the Norovax vaccine. His employer is now requiring that employees be vaccinated or terminated, and he has a sister and a friend's wife who both died from an acute stroke within weeks of receiving the first dose of an mRNA vaccine last spring, and this is his issue. He's concerned about it. He said he's looked for Norovax clinical trials to save his job with no success. What do you know about this vaccine?
Yeah, so it's Novavax, and it's a good vaccine company. They're running a very large clinical trial, but unfortunately it's in India. And they have not yet put in for EUA here in the United States. So either they don't have enough data, but I would hope that they're going to do it soon. It just gives people another option, and if it takes a little bit of anxiety off of someone's back, that would be great. I would tell the individual, though, if he's listening, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is an adenovirus-based vaccine, so it's not an mRNA. And if that was his concern, to stay away from the mRNA and go with the more traditional way to get a vaccine, it would be the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Kevin Most, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, is on the phone. And he's at the airport, so you can tell that by the background noise. Paula is on the phone. Paula is calling from Lakeview. And Paula, what question did you have for Dr. Most?
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to speak with you, and I hope everything works out well for your family. I do want to tell you that I took the vaccines at the beginning of the year, and, you know, I want to get the booster because I have AFib even before I'm on a blood thinner. So I definitely feel that it would be serious if I got a breakthrough right now. And yet I'm being denied the booster. Only the people who are, you know, completely immune compromised are getting it. And it seems pointless to me to take only one group and not let anybody who is willing to be vaccinated, to prevent any further outbreaks if possible, to not be able to even get it.
Yeah, Paula, you know, so good that you got fully vaccinated, and certainly you will be in the next wave. You know, right now they just wanted to make sure that they got the immunocompromised because their immune system versus your heart or lungs is very compromised. People who are getting the booster right now are essentially getting the same response that many of us got after just the two shots because their immune system is so decreased or diminished. So certainly I would look here. You will be getting at least notice for a booster in the next couple of weeks. You know, President Biden has set a date of September 20th, which is great. But we're certainly going to wait for the CDC to make their recommendation. But I imagine it's going to be September 20th, and it will be anybody who has been vaccinated within the last 8 months.
Right. Yes, because it is serious, you know, for a lot of people who are older, like myself, or who have health problems, and who are willing to, you know, to follow the best possible way to avoid sickness.
Yeah, well, Paul, I'm glad you're an advocate for that, so we appreciate that, because individuals who are out there on the fence still haven't been vaccinated, I hope they're listening to your voice as well right now. Here's someone who's been vaccinated and wants to make sure that they get the booster. So, you know, thank you for your advocacy for this and to push for, you know, getting your third shot as soon as available for you.
Well, I hope you don't have to wait too long, a group such as we are. You know, I'm in a group. So I hope you don't have to wait too long. Thank you.
Be well, Paula. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Dr. Kevin Most on the phone, and we got a text saying, I always appreciate the doctor's information. Is there any new information on under 12 vaccinations? We have a grandson who just began third grade in the classroom. He's pretty good with wearing a mask, but we're concerned because they're grandparents. So how do you react to that?
Yeah, 100%. And we were really, you know, we were really hoping, at least I was hoping back in the spring, that we would have the vaccines for kids by around just like early November. But it certainly looks like now that we won't even have the data for probably another couple of weeks and probably will not get approved probably until just before December, maybe into mid-December. So hopefully kids are going to be as safe as possible because we don't want them to bring the disease home. We know it doesn't impact many kids, although at Lurie Children's Hospital, they certainly have an increase in hospitalizations for COVID. But we know that most kids are going to do well with it. We really want to protect them from bringing the disease back to their parents.
From 630, Doc, our fully Moderna vaccinated 27-year-old son had breakthrough COVID last week. He received the monoclonal antibodies. When can he safely receive the flu shot? He knows he's got to wait 90 days till the booster, but when does he get the flu shot?
He can get the flu shot now. As a matter of fact, individuals that are waiting, saying, oh, I want to get my flu shot before I get my COVID shot. No, the FDA came out last week and said both shots can be given actually at the exact same time. So if you're in your doctor's office, you're at CVS, and you're going to get ready to get your annual flu vaccine, please get your COVID vaccine at the same time. Now, that being said, I am not a huge advocate for getting flu vaccine this early. We had very, very few flu cases last year. I am usually someone that goes late September, early October for the flu vaccine, but certainly don't make that timing stop you from getting the COVID vaccine as well, but you can get them both at the same time.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Kevin Most. We appreciate it, and safe travels home.
You got it, Lisa. Take care. We'll talk next week.